Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joel LaBava back on the show. Joel is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's going back now, coming up on 10 years. He's been hanging out with us, and he's our franchise expert. He's the author of Become a Franchise Owner. That's an outstanding book. If you're interested in franchising, you got to own that book. And you got to know Joel LaBava like we do. Joel, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, you mentioned that I've been around for 10 years with the Brain Trust. It's really funny because I've tried to send an email to three of my high school teachers with the subject line Brain Trust, and they kept bouncing, so I don't know.
Well, you're not supposed to use it. I'm the only one who's supposed to use that. That's the reason you didn't know that? That's the only reason.
Oh, maybe it's trademarked. Maybe that's why it's bouncing. It has nothing to do with that.
It is trademarked. I do have a trademark.
Nothing to do with them not believing that I had brains.
Yeah, that's what it was. Hey, Joel, what's this university thing you've been working on?
My newest project is Franchise Business University, also known as FranchiseBusinessUniversity.com, and I decided to take on online learning, and it's huge. So what I'm doing is I'm offering my content with an online learning module. Actually, two of them. One is free and one is paid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for people that maybe don't want to sit down and read a book cover to cover.
Yeah.
Or people that want to sit down, read a book, and take a course at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Or because what I did is I've mixed both courses with not only text, but with videos, podcasts.
That sounds very interesting.
Interviews with you and I are even in the course.
Mm.
And I think it's going to keep people more tuned in.
Well, that'll bring them in by the droves if you put our stuff in there.
Well, of course.
They'll overrun you. They'll crash your website.
Oh, yeah. My server will be smoking.
So good. Yeah. Good for you. Well, this is sorely needed because franchising is a wonderful way to become a business owner. It's not it's not uncomplicated. It takes a lot of homework. It's not for everybody. We've already discussed that many times before. It's not for everybody, but it's what I call entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines. You get to go wild and crazy. You just got to stay within certain boundaries.
That's right. You just have to be wild and crazy in your place of business.
Yeah, you get to take all the risks that you would take if you were a straight up entrepreneur, a stone cold entrepreneur. Let's call them that way. How about that? I like that, don't you? A stone cold entrepreneur. But if you're a franchisee, you get to do all that wacky stuff. You just got to do it by mostly somebody else's rules, right?
That's right. Someone else's rules, and you also have to. You have to put your ego aside, and a lot of people don't think that part of it through because a lot of smart people become franchisees, and they're going to have to trust someone else's smarts.
That's the reason I would never make a good franchisee.
Yeah, me either.
That last thing you said. Back to the you, franchise you. So congratulations on that. And people just need to go to the website, franchiseuniversity.com?
Actually, franchisebusinessuniversity.com.
Yeah, okay.
franchisebusinessuniversity.com. And all right. It's just a real simple, clean website, easy to go through, and you can start off by taking a free course. I call it the a proper introduction to franchising. And not a little mini course. It's a big course.
If they become a paid subscriber, do they get access to your book?
No. How I have it set up is the first course is free. It's an introductory course,
right?
And the second course they can purchase. It comes with a couple other goodies, but it doesn't include the hardcover book because it doesn't follow the book. There's things from the book in it, but it's, I've added some new things along with some videos and other stuff that I've been creating over the years. Mm-hmm. It's really, I think it's my best stuff.
Oh, I'm sure it is because we've been treated to that over the years. As you've, I mean, you've given us the clinic. You've created a university with just your business with us over the years. So folks, check it out, franchisebusinessuniversity.com, and take advantage of the free stuff. And if you're, folks, this is the kind of what Joel's offering you is the kind of due diligence. It's the kind of research, the reconnaissance that you've got to do, not just to find a franchise that you want, but to find out if you're a franchise candidate. If you've made it the right stuff to be a franchisee. It's not for everybody, but if it is for you, it's a great way. It's a great American way to become a business owner. Ponytail right back with our good friend Joel Abava. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.